America fought a bloody war over a mindset about slavery and race, a war that continued long after the surrender of the Confederacy. Jacksonville, Florida is named after Andrew Jackson, famous for fighting Native Americans. And Jacksonville's Nathan B. Forrest High School is named for someone famous for fighting Northerners during the Civil War. The school opened in 1959, just a few years after the Supreme Court ruled against segregated schools in the 1954 decision Brown versus Board of Ed. In a deliberate reaction to that, the school was named for Forrest, who, besides being a Confederate general, was also the first Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan.
Our children and our city deserve better than to have a school named after this immoral man. He had no connection with our city, and his name was placed on the school out of spite.
That's Opio Soconi, president of the Jacksonville Southern Christian Leadership Conference. He's one of more than 100,000 people who have signed a petition to change the name of Forrest High School. Joining us now from Jacksonville is Karen Fagans, reporting for WJCT. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
What are the arguments against changing it? What's the sense of tradition here? And how does it differ from, say, the debates over the use of the Confederate flag, which has caused considerable controversy in the South in a different context?
Well, there are a couple of different arguments. One of them is that General Forrest wasn't the bad person that modern critics make him out to be. The other arguments are that there are other things the school board should be focused on. And then there are some people who just feel that it's tradition.
Has it inflamed a sense of division within the community, black versus white?
It's not so much a black versus white issue. There were people who spoke at the school board meeting the other night who were black, who were not fighting for the name change. It has become divisive for the people who are really passionate about this issue. When you look back to 1959, you'll have speakers who remember when the name was chosen, and they say that this name was specifically chosen as a reaction to desegregation. So the name Forrest was brought to the board by the Daughters of the American Confederacy, and they proposed that name as a way to say, okay, look, if you're going to desegregate our schools, then we'll name a school after a Confederate general and the Grand Wizard of the KKK.
So this was a debate that was engaged almost from the beginning. Let's hear a voice from one of the individuals that resists changing the name. Tell me a little bit about Barbie Langdon Ratliff. Here she is. She's a 1976 Forrest High graduate.
We'll never know everything about Mr. Forrest, but his speeches that I've read and the attendance of his funeral by hundreds of African Americans lead me to believe that he was not the racist monster that the media would have us believe that he was.
Is she typical?
Yes, quite a few people have that argument. And they say they've read the history about Forrest and that, yes, he started the KKK, but as soon as it became that type of organization, that he no longer wanted to be a part of it.
Is it impossible, as history proceeds and we get farther and farther away from the events, that if the name stays the same, it essentially makes the argument that not everyone in the KKK was bad?
I suppose that could be the case. There are so many people right now. I feel like there is real momentum for the first time to actually change the name. I covered this 6 years ago, and at the time, it was a very different feeling, and of course, the board ultimately voted on racial lines to keep the name the same. It doesn't feel that way this time. There's a new superintendent who says he supports the name change. He came here from Miami. He worked for the state of Florida, and he said before he even was here, he was curious about this name and thought it was kind of strange, and he doesn't like that when people ask him about our school district, they ask about the name of this school instead of about the other great things that are going on in the Duval County school system. So I think there's a feeling now that regardless of why it was named or who Nathan B. Forrest really was, that maybe it just sends the wrong message to have that name on a school in Jacksonville.
Karen Fagans is Director of Programming and News for WJCT in Jacksonville, Florida. Karen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.